Are you putting too much emphasis on new technology instead of the people that make it happen? Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
It's been a year since Congress passed that Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act that charged VA with creating a new process for veterans pursuing appeals. VA has been working to stand up that program, but veterans have an opportunity to get their claims in the door now and faster. Dave McLenican is director of the Appeals Management Office at the Veterans Benefits Administration. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco about the options veterans currently have to pursue those appeals.
Congress gave us 18 months to implement it, so it goes live in February. And so during that period of time, we've been publishing new regulations, developing training, IT requirements, all the things that we ordinarily have to do when we implement a new law and significantly change a program like we are here. RAMP is a early opportunity to use that new system for veterans that have appeals pending now. Otherwise, they would not have that opportunity to use the new system until perhaps much later. So they can opt into the new process and select one of the two review lanes that Congress prescribed. And we are deciding those in an average of about 100 days now. One of the problems with the current system is that it's just too complex and slow, so it doesn't really provide that simple, timely, fair process that Congress has now provided.
And about how many people have you enrolled into RAMP so far?
So far, almost 50,000 veterans are participating in the RAMP program, and they are, as I say, getting decisions in an average of about 100 days right now.
And how have you been getting the word out to veterans about this program and the options that they have? And then looking, from here to February, how are you planning on telling them about the options that they have?
So we have a very extensive outreach program that we've been running since we started RAMP in November 2017, where we've been using social media, going out to local VA regional offices and talking to service organization representatives, attorneys, congressional staff, and others. But more importantly, we are sending letters to each veteran who's eligible. And we've sent out almost 300,000 letters to date, inviting them into the program, explaining it to them, and telling them what the benefits are of this new system that we've been provided.
What have veterans' reactions been to, news that they could use this new program? I imagine there might be a little bit of skepticism if, the VA is saying, hey, we have this new program, it will help you out. But if they're only used to the prior system that took a long time, it was maybe confusing and cumbersome.
Yes. So that's one of the issues, is that when you've been in a process for several years and using it and you've invested a lot of time into it, it's a very difficult choice to opt into something that's brand new. And so that's what's really challenging and why it's important to talk to you, is that we really need veterans to understand that they can benefit from opting in through the RAMP program. We are getting good feedback from veterans that are participating in the process, as well as the representatives that are helping them in it.
Can you give us an update on some of the IT upgrades that you've been making to prepare for appeals modernization in general? I think I was at one of the hearings where you testified recently to the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And I think the message there was the timeline had been pushed back on some of those IT deliverables, but you felt that under the new timeline, you would get things done. Can you give us an update there?
Our Office of Information and Technology had done a more thorough analysis of the best way to build the product that we need, which is changes to our Veterans Benefits Management System, our IT system that we use for processing claims, as well as other technology that's being provided by what's called U.S. Digital Services, that's working on some other functionality for both the Board of Veterans Appeals and the Veterans Benefits Administration. After that analysis, they concluded that the best way to build these products is through basically two deliveries of functionality, one in August that was just completed, and then another one coming up closer in time before the law becomes effective. They're on track. We're confident that it's going to be delivered on time and we'll have all the functionality we need to implement the law.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how you're working with the U.S. Digital Service? I know that VA has worked with that group before on a couple different projects, but how specifically are they helping you out here?
Well, it's noteworthy because we've been working with them for quite some time on appeals-specific functionality, in particular the Board of Veterans' Appeals, which makes the final benefit claim decisions for the Secretary, has been working very closely with U.S. Digital Service on how appeals are routed back and forth between the Board and the Veterans Benefits Administration and our other administrations. And they've been very successful at delivering products that have really helped us streamline the process, and they are going to continue doing that as we move towards implementation of this new law.
I think at that House VA hearing, there was a sense of optimism about the program and that the department would meet its IT deadlines and have everything ready for that full rollout. But I think at the same time, you know, there's a little bit of hesitancy or you know, they approach it cautiously, right? I think given maybe some of the agency's past projects and how it's done. I mean, how would you respond to that?
IT functionality is always a concern, so I think it's right to stay focused on that and ensure that we're meeting our obligation to be ready in February. But we have a very high level of confidence. The teams that are working on this in our Office of Information and Technology have been working on the Veterans Benefits Management System for a number of years. They're very experienced. They've worked together for a long time. I have to rely on the information I receive from IT officials, but they're very confident that this team is going to deliver on time. And I have no reason to question that estimate. I think they really are going to hit the mark.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing to train employees not only on this new system using RAMP and then what's to come past February, but also the new IT system that they're eventually going to have to work with? How are you training employees and what does that look like?
Well, this is part of our routine administration of our benefit programs. We have very robust training programs that are set up. We have training staff that permanently do training. As new changes to the law come up, they go out and deliver that training or design it and work with individuals who actually put the training materials together. Specifically for RAMP, we have a training team that goes out and trains the regional offices that are actually processing those RAMP claims before they go live and start processing them. And we now have 10 of our regional offices that are processing those RAMP claims. They go through some training that specifically covers the changes in the law and how they process those claims. In addition, part of that 18-month implementation period that Congress gave us allowed us time to develop the training that we need to include what we learned from running the RAMP program. So as we have lessons learned in the RAMP program, we're able to use that information to design the training that employees are going to need in the future. And that's ongoing right now.
How's meeting the hiring goals going? I know that the VBA is looking to add more people, not only to process claims faster, but to work on this whole modernization effort in general.
Yeah, so in the Veterans Benefits Administration, we have 1,495 employees that are dedicated to working appeals. The President's fiscal year 2019 budget requests 605 additional appeals employees for VBA. We are right now preparing for that hiring and getting ready to initiate it, assuming that the funding becomes available. In addition to that, I will pitch for the Board of Veterans Appeals. They've been doing some very aggressive hiring or making great strides at adding to their workforce. As a matter of fact, kudos to them because they are on track to hit a historic level of appeals production. They're estimating about 81,000 appeals decisions this year, which is extraordinary effort.
Dave McClenican is director of the Appeals Management Office at the Veterans Benefits Administration, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.